Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. You know, on Joey B TV, as I travel around the country, I've always wanted to do a show in search of the ultimate s'mores. You know, traveling from place to place and sitting by the campfire with people just to see how they make them. Haven't done it yet, but this show today is dedicated to my cousin Jess and her beautiful family because it is in search of the ultimate s'mores, and maybe one day Jess and her family, we're going to sit down by the fire and make some ultimate s'mores. So let's start with the rules. The first rule is this. It is illegal use of marshmallows to make s'mores indoors. Can't happen. Must be outdoors on the open fire. That's how we make them. Today, we're also going to take a look and discuss some other foods that are easy to cook on a campfire. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, s'mores. Recently, family party at my home. Well, we got family football because we are playing touch football all the time, from youngest to oldest. It doesn't matter. Lots of fun. Family food. Food and me, those that know me just know that I eat all the time. Now, the family fire. Well, we had young children there, so I had Gabby, Gracie, Evelyn, two of them sitting by the fire for the first time. So we were going to talk fire safety first. Hey, you want to go out there and make s'mores, but make sure if you're out there with children, because, hey, I know many adults who just make s'mores, and there are no children around there. That's why I said this is an important show, because it's for the young and old. Well, sitting down by the fire, and part of my family, you know when you have friends that become part of your family, even though they're not family members, they are family. Well, Inspector Dave and his wife Diane are mine, and they've come into our family party, and Inspector Dave has taught so many people about fire safety. So I said, hey, Dave, why don't you talk about fire safety as we got this going? And Dave said, well, you have a connection with, because they're your young relatives. He says, why don't you go? And if I have to interject, I will. Well, this is what I came up with. We sat by the fire and I made sure I had the fire going before they came out. And this way, because I will teach them later on in their lives on how to build a fire. So, hey, we can't make s'mores without a fire and we need fire safety. So I spoke about the metal structure because the fire ring that I have is a metal one. I have a few different ones. This one's a metal one. So we need to be careful about touching that. And I'm going to let you know, if you have a rock structure, and this goes back a number of years, I had taken a club in the outdoors for a snow time campfire. And the fire was so rip-roaring hot, the rocks around the outside. One gal sitting there with her snow boots, and I said, I think your snow boots are melting right there. See, those rocks will get super hot. And there was a little melt going on, so we got to be careful of that one too. Next thing we speak about is your clothing. And you may have a jacket that's open and you're going near an open fire, so we got to take care of that. Your hair, so if you have longer hair, things to think about. Don't throw anything on the fire because of the embers that could get kicked up into your face or someone else's face. And that was one Inspector Dave threw in there. And you got to be careful of the embers flying. Now me, I always have, it's one of those big Home Depot 5-gallon buckets, and I always have that filled with water. So I am like prepped to put the fire out, but I'm also prepped in case something ever went wrong somewhere along the lines and we had to extinguish it. So having that water already there near the fire is important. Going back to small little chimeneas and things of that nature, I told the story, my buddy Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob is one of the greatest outdoorsmen I know. We grew up together doing everything in the outdoors, backpacking, fishing, hiking, whatever it was, kayaking, canoeing, all those things. Well, Dr. Bob's house burnt to the ground from his chimney, and he thought he had extinguished it. And here's a guy who knows his stuff, and one of the embers was still lit. So that's why we got to talk fire safety. So now, Evelyn is 3 years old. We are just finished with fire safety. And as soon as I finished the fire safety, she goes, can I go play? Because you see, they were playing flashlight tag before that. As far as she was concerned, I'm not going to sit here by the fire if I can go play flashlight tag and you're going to make s'mores and just call me back to the fire. So now, let's go to, because you know that you need hors d'oeuvres for your s'mores, and your hors d'oeuvres happen to be marshmallows. Well, you need the perfect sticks, and this is what I do. As on my property, as I'm pruning, I look for perfect sticks always months in advance of any party I have, and I find the perfect sticks about 3 feet in length. I then, with a knife, strip down the bark, and I actually let them dry out. And Gabby said to me, she goes, "These are the perfect sticks." Well, I said, "Of course they are." Well, not because of me, but because of taking that time, because now we had them. Now, let's talk about how to make a very good s'mores. We'll talk about supplies and ingredients. And I'm going to let you know right now that, well, this is the very good one. This is not the ultimate one, but let's start to put things together. Well, we need a sheet of aluminum foil. We're going to break the graham cracker in half because, you know, I have the large sheets. So we're going to make smaller versions of it. So you got the graham cracker, your Hershey chocolate. Hey, I'm a brand name guy, and those of you that know me know that I'm not even a candy guy anyway, but we're going with that because it just has a good taste to it. We're going to put the marshmallows on it, the graham cracker top on it, and then we're going to fold up the aluminum foil. And we're going to put it on the coals in the outer edge of the fire, because I know people that will put it right on the metal if you have a metal cover and it just heats up too quick. So I always have it on the outside edge, and I always have what I call, and I always have a fire stick. So if I'm camping out in the wild somewhere, I will find a stick that's sturdy enough to move things around the fire. And at my home, I actually have a fire stick for my wood burning stove. Inside, I've got a fire stick I've been using probably for about 10 years. So just to show you that, you know, it is something. So now, when you want to take it off the coals, you just use your fire stick and just slowly touch it. Because again, we don't want the embers popping up. Touch it, moving it off a little bit at a time and then taking it off. And I'm going to let you know, when you heat that baby up, you've got a very good s'mores. But it is not the ultimate, because, hey, we're going to do a little substitution going on here. So Gabby said to me, she goes, "Can I put Reese's in there?" Of course you can. So, hey, now you got a peanut butter chocolate s'mores going on. For those of you that are Kit Kat people, and here you go. I'm not a candy person, but if I was going to eat one, it probably would be a Kit Kat. And there you go. And for like those of you like that little gooey type of thing going on, well, how about replacing the Hershey's with a Milky Way? You could use your favorite candy. Well, again, you know, so we are looking for that ultimate s'mores that's out there. Well, all right, let's have dinner. You know, we need to have quality foods before we have that dessert. So how about trout? Well, hey, I happen to personally be a catch and release guy. But there have been times when I've been out in the wild somewhere and somebody says, "Hey, can we cook the trout and keep the trout?" And the answer is yeah. Well, I'm going to let you know that if you're going to buy trout, so here's your little hint, you need to buy wild trout, because farm-raised trout, and those are even the ones that are released by state hatcheries, in their food, there are PCBs. There's a cancerous material. Think about that. And that's legal to be put in there. Crazy. And I have even seen signs in supermarkets that say, "Wild caught," large letters, and then below it says "farm raised." I don't know how that works. So let's talk the wild trout. Well, it's really easy, because in my backpack, which is obviously the Joey B Signature Series backpack by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks, well, I always have my little kit, and inside there, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, a lemon, because I'm going to cut it up in slices, and then the organic rosemary, because I grow it myself, so I know it is organic. Real simple. Little aluminum foil, little EVOO, put the trout. You've already have the trout clean, so slices of lemon and rosemary on the inside, little bit of EVOO on the outside, slices of lemon, rosemary, fold it up. Once again, on the corner edges of the coals, put it in there. And fish, especially trout, do not take long to cook. So you don't over want to cook your fish. And I'm going to tell you right now, you want to talk about a great campfire meal, that is, me personally, one of my favorites. So there you go. Well, hey, you need a potato to go with that? No problem. Wrap them up in aluminum foil, throw them in the outer edges of the coals. You need carrots to go with that? Think about this. Take whole carrots, because you can always cut them up later on, in aluminum foil, outer edges of the coal. Well, if you want something warm to drink, think about this. You're sitting by a fire. It's outside. You got a little chill going on. Sometimes you walk away from the fire, especially if you're playing flashlight tag, of course. Well, then you've got to have a little tea and lemon. Well, hey, guess what? You already took the lemon out there for the trout, so you save a couple extra pieces and tea. See, here's the deal. I was out there doing some eagle research years back with my buddy Dr. Dan and the Featherman, and we're out there, and I make some tea and lemon, and I've been, and Featherman's gone, wow, the tea's too strong. Dr. Dan's gone, well, too much lemon. So we played with a recipe that I could end up, it just took us a while, like over a whole winter of outdoor research, until we could figure out what was the perfect blend of tea for all of us. And for whatever reason, that's the one I now drink. So it's a light tea, strong lemon, not real strong lemon. And there you go. But hey, sitting by the fire, it's pretty easy to boil water. And again, for those of you that don't understand the recipe for boiled water, I'm sure you could YouTube that. You know, you could YouTube anything. Now, when you have little kids, a lot of times they want to have hot dogs by the fire. Real simple. And if you go back to The Wizard of Oz where Dorothy met, I think it was Mr. Marvel, Dr. Marvel, somebody, he turned out to be the wizard guy. He actually had the stick that had like a little fork action going on. So what it was is a stick, and then you go up and you have two branches breaking off. And if you strip that down, the bark off, it is perfect to put a hot dog on it and hold it over the fire carefully and cooking your hot dog there. So I'm going to tell you, hot dogs and kids by the fire, that is also a special one too. And can you toast the buns? The answer is yes, you can, but you need to be careful on those. And the best part of s'mores and a meal is sitting by the fire, always with family and friends, and there is nothing better than that. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.